Let's start with a quick summary for people in a hurry. Despite sharing a common origin in Christianity, Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths diverge significantly in matters of doctrine, such as the interpretation of the Bible, the concept of salvation, views on grace and faith, and the approach to sacraments, facets that have been extensively analyzed above. While both faiths endorse the Holy Trinity and the forgiveness of sins, their beliefs and practices concerning the role of saints, papal authority and apostolic succession, different liturgical calendars, the concept of purgatory, and the ritual of confession starkly differ, as explored earlier. The distinctive worship styles in both faiths, stemming from divergent outlooks, essentially symbolize their varied interpretations of spiritual expressions and moral obligations, as dissected in the preceding sections. The complex web of historical descent and shared faith exemplify the underlying friction and commonality between the two denominations, providing crucial insights into the dynamics of religious divergence and convergence that we have examined in the preceding discourse. What are the similarities in the beliefs of Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths? For the spiritual seeker eager to know, it might come to light that despite the doctrinal differences, Roman Catholicism and Lutheranism share a robust foundation of values and beliefs. At the very core of these two denominations lie fundamental similarities that are impossible to ignore. We must understand, both faiths are rooted deeply in the soil of Christianity and hence stand together in many shared beliefs and practices. Both Catholics and Lutherans firmly believe in the divine teachings of Jesus Christ, recognizing him as the Son of God and the Messiah. The belief that Jesus' death provides salvation for humanity is a significant point of confluence for both the churches. They profess faith in the Holy Trinity, the three forms of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, an indivisible unity in the cornerstone of Christian faith. Moving ahead, we find that the rituals of baptism and the Holy Communion or Eucharist are celebrated in both religions as sacraments, holy acts of divine grace. This embodies their shared faith in the transformational power of these sacraments, symbolizing Christ's sacrifice and the salvation bestowed upon believers through his mercy. Both the churches abide by the moral and ethical standards based on the doctrines of the Bible. The Ten Commandments written in the book of Exodus serve as the ethical core for both faiths, guiding believers on matters of morality and righteousness. What are the major differences between Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths? One major point of difference relates to authority within the Church. The Roman Catholic doctrine firmly establishes the Pope in the Magisterium, the authoritative teaching body of the Church, as the supreme guides in issues of faith and morals, holding spiritual authority over all Catholics. By contrast, Lutherans assert that Christ alone is the head of the Church, viewing the Pope as a human figure without divine authority. This fundamental disagreement stems from differing interpretations of the source and nature of spiritual authority. A second disagreement concerns soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. The Catholic viewpoint stipulates that faith in Christ, good works, and the sacraments all contribute to a person's salvation. Conversely, Lutheranism posits grace through faith, that individuals are saved from sin and its consequences solely by God's grace, which is received through faith in Christ, rendering good works and sacraments as responses to, not conditions for, salvation. The third area of conflict pertains to sacramental theology. The Catholic Church acknowledges seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. In contrast, the Lutheran faith recognizes only two sacraments, baptism and the Eucharist, because they were instituted by Christ directly in the Holy Scriptures. Catholic versus Lutheran interpretation of the Bible. Undeniably, one of the paramount distinctions between the Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths resides in the sphere of biblical interpretation. It is the Lutherans who maintain an assertive stance on sola scriptura, the belief that the Holy Scriptures alone possess the fundamental authority to guide and shape religious doctrine. For them, it is the Bible which emerges as the absolute and unaltered source of divine revelation. The Roman Catholic faith, on the other hand, extends its doctrinal authority beyond the confines of the Bible to include the Pope's teachings and interpretations, as well as the traditions of the church. For Catholics, the Holy Scripture forms merely one aspect of a broader, holistic source of spiritual guidance, with equal importance accorded to interpretations provided by papal authority and age-old ecclesiastical tradition. Indeed, the Pope is seen as the supreme shepherd and vicar of Christ on earth, and his teachings and encyclicals are deemed infallible and are regarded as integral elements of faith formation. It is thus evident that where the Lutherans find stringent adherence to the Scripture a necessary facet of genuine faith, Catholics, in their turn, permit and encourage an interpretative leeway that integrates tradition and papal teachings, a fact that breeds significant disparity in the methods by which these two faiths approach and interpret the Bible, thereby influencing their distinct religious practices and doctrines in powerful ways. Catholic versus Lutheran, concept of salvation. We might often ponder upon the disquieting query, what distinguishes the Catholic and Lutheran understandings of salvation? The disambiguation is not inconsiderable in its profundity and implications. It hinges upon seminal theological perspectives that strike at the heart of Christian belief, those of grace, faith, and works. Within the precincts of the Roman Catholic Church, salvation is viewed as a process, a lifelong journey toward God, requiring both faith and works. Roman Catholics uphold that faith in Jesus Christ is indeed paramount for salvation, an initially imperious shield of grace bestowed upon the human soul through baptism. Yet in stark contrast, Catholics believe that this inceptive grace must be nurtured, maintained, and expanded through the performance of good works and participation in the sacraments. Notably, Catholics steadfastly maintain that humans play a participatory role in their own salvation, employing free will to cooperate with God's grace in leading a virtuous life. Conversely, Lutheranism, birthed in the stormy tumult of Martin Luther's Reformation, presents a markedly different view. Lutherans proclaim the doctrine of sola fide, salvation by faith alone. Adhering firmly to this Reformation principle, Lutherans emphasize that salvation is gifted to humanity purely through the grace of God, secured by the sacrosanct sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. This salvific grace, Lutherans avow, cannot be amplified, enriched, nor discounted by human deeds, regardless of their moral weight. Unerring in their conviction, Lutherans hold that a believer's faith in this divine act of redemption is the solitary and sufficient means to salvation. This interpretation stands as an uncompromising affirmation that salvation is not a cooperative endeavor between God and humanity, but a unilateral bestowal of grace by a benevolent, freely giving God. Catholic versus Lutheran, role of saints. In the vast realm of theological paradigms, the veneration of saints is a thematic concept that has been a cause of divergence between the Lutheran and the Roman Catholic traditions. One could see that the two faiths, deeply rooted in the Christian ethos, operate on differing interpretations when it comes to the role of saints. For the Roman Catholic faithful, saints are held in high esteem. They are venerated and often invoked in times of distress as intercessors to God. Prayers are offered not to the saints directly, but through them, a theological principle rooted deeply in the Catholic notion of the communion of saints. Seeking the intercession of saints in the Roman Catholic perspective is as seeking the prayers of a fellow believer standing beside us. It is an extended sense of community and spiritual solidarity that transcends earthly boundaries and lives on in the hereafter. Saints in this framework act as our heavenly allies and advocates before God. On the contrary, the Lutheran tradition asserts a different theological understanding of the role of saints. For the Lutheran Church, saints are significant figures and role models for living out the faith, and they are appreciated for their contribution to church history, but they do not perceive a function of intercession for saints. Lutherans do not typically pray to saints or seek their intercession, a viewpoint rooted in their emphasis on the doctrine of sola gratia, grace alone, and the accessibility of God's grace to believers directly without any mediators save Christ. It is also worthwhile to note that Lutherans do remember and honor saints, but their esteem for these figures is not reflected in the practice of invoking their intercession. Rather, it is their exemplary lives that are celebrated and sought to emulate. A purer, more direct relationship with God is encouraged. Catholic versus Lutheran worship style differences. For Roman Catholics, the Mass constitutes the central act of worship. This ceremonial observation is symbol-laden and includes two primary elements, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. Roman Catholics affirm the doctrine of transubstantiation, believing that the communion elements of bread and wine, through the priest's consecration, miraculously transform into the body and blood of Christ. Lutherans, on the other hand, employ a liturgical style quite similar to Catholicism, but with a few pivotal deviations. Though they share the same basic format of worship as Catholics involving the confession of sins, scripture readings, preaching, creedal affirmation, and Eucharist, Lutherans propose the doctrine of consubstantiation. Herein they believe the bread and wine sustain their physical properties. But in a divine and mystical sense, Christ is present in, with, and under the elements. The nature of worship is also grounded in the liturgical traditions that each church adheres to. Roman Catholic worship is, by and large, more ritualistic and ornate, featuring genuflections, incense, and the veneration of saints. Lutheran worship, while maintaining a degree of liturgical formalism, emphasizes simplicity, holding faith in Scripture at the heart of service, often unfurling the gospel message through hymnody, a strong echo of Martin Luther's passionate commitment to congregational singing. It's important to understand, though, these descriptions do not capture the entire spectrum of worship practices within each tradition. Both Roman Catholic and Lutheran worship displays a broad range of styles, from traditional and high liturgical to contemporary and low church. The community's particular culture, tradition, and local influences shape these expressions of worship as much as theological convictions do. Catholic versus Lutheran, views on grace and faith. We must first recognize that both Roman Catholicism and the Lutheran Church unequivocally uphold the indispensability of grace and faith in the process of salvation. Yet a closer examination reveals a divergence in the extent to which each is emphasized and understood. The Lutheran tradition, springing from the Reformation led by Martin Luther, is centered on the doctrine of justification by faith alone. This signifies that it is solely through an individual's faith in Jesus Christ and his redeeming work, which is a gift from God's grace, that salvation is attained. Lutherans profess that humans are utterly incapable of contributing anything towards their own salvation. In contrast, while Roman Catholicism similarly elevates the importance of faith in salvation, it also incorporates the vital role of human cooperation with God's grace. This signifies that while faith is indispensable, the Catholic perspective encapsulates the idea of faith working through love, which acknowledges the contributory role of a person's good works towards achieving salvation. This cooperation does not negate the preeminence of God's grace. Rather, it underscores that grace-enabled works are a means of demonstrating, nurturing, and enhancing faith. This distinct theological divergence between Roman Catholicism and Lutheranism articulates their respective understandings concerning the interplay between divine grace, human faith, and good works. This difference not only drives doctrinal understandings, but also fuels the distinct representative practices within each tradition. Catholic versus Lutheran, original sin. Our shared understanding of original sin as the state of moral corruption inherited by humans as a result of the fall of man, which we all bear, finds its roots in both Roman Catholic and Lutheran theology. Originating in the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, it is a universal metaphysical burden that we alone as humans bear. Notwithstanding, Catholic and Lutheran perspectives differ subtly in their interpretations of this concept. As Catholics, we firmly believe that baptism cleanses an individual soul from original sin. Thus, baptism is not perceived merely as a symbolic ritual. Rather, it is vital for one's spiritual salvation. The praxis of infant baptism is widely accepted within Catholic circles. This eradicates the original sin and grants the individual a fresh and unblemished start into the journey of faith and spirituality. On the other hand, the Lutheran faith acknowledges that original sin affects all aspects of human nature, casting a shadow that extends far beyond an individual's ability to commit personal sins. In essence, Lutheranism postulates that original sin is so deep-seated that it permeates the entire being, which we broadly refer to as total depravity. Despite holding a similar view on infant baptism as a rite for cleansing the original sin, Lutherans expound that faith alone is essential for salvaging the soul from this inherent moral decay. Notwithstanding the nuanced theological interpretations, both Catholicism and Lutheranism uphold the essential reality of original sin, affirming its powerful impact on human nature and adorning this belief with utmost reverence and solemnity. Catholic versus Lutheran. Approach to sacraments. For Roman Catholics, sacraments serve as an earthly representation of divine power and grace, facilitated through consecrated rituals. They contend that there are seven sacraments, namely baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. Each sacrament is seen as a means of receiving God's grace in unique, prescribed ways, leaving an indelible mark on the soul of the believer. In contrast, Lutherans posit that there are only two sacraments, baptism and the Eucharist, while others contend for the inclusion of confession. This stems from Martin Luther's reformist convictions that sacraments are not to be multiple or distinct means of receiving divine grace. Rather, they represent divine promises and act as reminders of faith, requiring the Word of God and physical elements to be a sacrament. The Eucharist, or the Holy Communion in particular, exemplifies the theological divergence between these two faiths. To Roman Catholics, through the doctrine of transubstantiation, the bread and wine miraculously transform into the body and blood of Christ during Mass. However, Lutherans dispute the notion of transubstantiation, viewing it as symbolic rather than literal. Instead, they subscribe to the doctrine of consubstantiation, in which the real presence of Jesus Christ is affirmed in, with, and under the forms of bread and wine, but not altered. Catholic versus Lutheran, papal authority and apostolic succession. When we delve into the topic of papal authority and apostolic succession, we uncover one of the most powerful divergences between the Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths. For many generations, the Catholic Church has asserted the primacy of the Pope, who, as the Bishop of Rome, is the rightful successor to Saint Peter. This papal authority, enshrined in the doctrine of apostolic succession, is viewed by Catholics with reverence as a conduit of divine guidance and governance. Thus, the Catholic Church holds fast to the belief that the Pope carries unparalleled powers, including infallibility in teaching matters of faith and morals, granted by Christ to Peter. In stark contrast, the Lutheran faith, born of the Reformation movement led by Martin Luther, openly rejects the divine authority of the Pope. Lutherans emphatically affirm that Jesus Christ alone is the head of the Church, and they ascribe no singular person or office with a direct line of spiritual authority descending from the apostles. Instead, they assert the supremacy of the Holy Scriptures, known as sola scriptura, as the only source of divine guidance. For Lutherans, the authority to interpret the Bible resides with every believing individual and community guided by the Holy Spirit. While Lutherans do recognize the historical significance of church tradition and the valuable insights imparted by church leaders throughout history, they believe these aspects should not hold the same authority as Scripture. In essence, it is a doctrine of direct spiritual democracy that trumps the concept of hierarchical authority perpetuated by the papacy. Scripturally, Catholics point to Matthew 16:18, 19 as affirmation of Peter's and his successor's authority, while Lutherans reflect on Matthew 23:8, wherein Christ Jesus underscores, "You are all brothers." Thus, we observe a tale of two interpretations and expectations about the roles and rights inherent in church leadership and the pathway to spiritual growth and enlightenment. Catholic versus Lutheran, liturgical calendars. In Roman Catholicism, the liturgical year begins on the first Sunday of Advent, then proceeds through Christmas, Ordinary Time, Lent, the Paschal Triduum, the Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday Triad, Easter, and ending on the Solemnity of Christ the King. This structured pattern has not much deviated over centuries, serving as the rhythmic heartbeat of Catholic tradition. Let us understand, brethren, that each liturgical season holds particular significance, themes, readings, and rituals that reflect the life of Christ in the mysteries of our faith. In contrast, while the Lutheran liturgical calendar parallels the Catholic calendar in many respects, there are notable distinctions. Martin Luther, the founder of the Lutheran tradition, refrained from radically altering the liturgical calendar upon establishing the Lutheran Church. However, he left room for flexibility, thus leading to variations in liturgical practices amongst different Lutheran traditions. Despite this, the central threads of the traditional liturgical calendar, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and Pentecost, remain largely similar. However, the celebration of Saint Feasts and Martyrs, prolific in the Catholic liturgy, is significantly reduced in the Lutheran liturgical calendar. In a nutshell, the liturgical calendars of both Roman Catholicism and Lutheranism serve as unwavering compasses guiding the faithful through the ecclesial year. While they exhibit shared origins and similarities, the distinctions reflect the theological differences and unique facets of each tradition. Catholic versus Lutheran. Purgatory. The Roman Catholic Church teaches the doctrine of purgatory as a state of purification through which souls must pass after death, yet before they gain entry into heaven. The faithful believe that during this time, they must make atonement for sins not fully paid for during their earthly life. We refer to this belief, rooted in tradition and affirmed by the official teachings of the Church, as a pillar of the Catholic doctrine, emphasizing love and forgiveness. Contrarily, the Lutheran Church, founded by Martin Luther in opposition to many Catholic tenets, sternly rejects the concept of purgatory. For Lutherans, purgatory has no scriptural basis. Instead, they propose the immediate personal judgment of each soul upon death. The criteria for this judgment, in the Lutheran view, is faith in Jesus Christ, which either prompts immediate entry into heaven or eternal separation from God. It is worth noting that this theological divergence has significant implications on the understanding and practice of prayer for the dead. While Catholics actively pray for the souls in purgatory, aiming to alleviate their suffering and expedite their journey to heaven, Lutherans typically do not engage in such a practice, given their absence of belief in purgatory. Catholic versus Lutheran, Holy Trinity. Standing on the shared ground of our faith in the divine, both Roman Catholics and Lutherans uphold the sacred tenets of the Holy Trinity, that God is a single divine essence existing eternally as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This understanding, framed by the early ecumenical councils, rings true for us as much as it ever has for those who walk before us in faith. The Holy Trinity, while a unified expression of God, allows for the appreciation of the distinct roles that each of its facets plays in our spiritual lives. God the Father is seen as the creator and upholder of the world. God the Son as our Redeemer through His sacrificial death and resurrection. And the Holy Spirit as the one who sanctifies and guides us in our spiritual journey. Yet even as we acknowledge this shared belief, we experience a divergence in our understanding of the interplay between the persons of the Holy Trinity. Lutherans, following in the footsteps of Martin Luther, believe in what is called the Theologia Crucis, or the theology of the cross. In this perspective, God primarily reveals Himself through the vulnerability and suffering of the cross, rather than the power and glory often associated with the divine. Here we see a contrasting view with the Catholic understanding, which tends to balance the theology of the cross with the theology of glory, acknowledging both the suffering and the power of God. Catholic versus Lutheran, confession and forgiveness of sins. One of the most striking theological contrasts between the Roman Catholic and Lutheran faiths lies within the domain of sin, confession, and absolution. Within the Roman Catholic doctrine, confession plays a pivotal role. Catholics, driven by the pursuit of reconciliation with God, traditionally engage in the sacrament of penance, also known as confession. This ritual entails confession of sins to an ordained priest, who, acting in the place of Christ, offers absolution. In this light, it is the priest who forgives sins, yet does so as a vessel of God's mercy. It is the Catholic conviction that the absolution by the priest is a direct conduit of forgiveness from God. Contrarily, Lutheran theology approaches confession and forgiveness from a distinct perspective. Martin Luther, the founding figure of Lutheranism, upheld the principle of priesthood of all believers. This doctrine emphasizes the belief that every baptized Christian shares in the priesthood of Christ and thereby has direct access to God's forgiveness. Consequently, while Lutherans do practice confession, they view it as one method of acknowledging sin rather than the exclusive pathway to absolution. In Lutheran praxis, forgiveness is granted directly by God without the mediatory role of the priests. Facts and stats. Approximately 1.3 billion people globally identify as Roman Catholic. There are about 75 million Lutherans worldwide. Germany, the birthplace of Lutheranism, has about 22.6 million Lutherans, making up 27.1% of the population. In the United States, there are more than 17,000 Catholic parishes compared to about 9,100 Lutheran congregations. The average age of a Catholic priest in the United States is 63, while the average age of a Lutheran pastor is 56.